The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our meditation time together. And I send my warm greetings around the globe to people all over who are participating. So this week's topic is mindfulness of mind or mindfulness of awareness. And one of the interesting facets about our minds or our awareness is that sometimes it acts like Velcro and sometimes like Teflon. Sometimes what comes into awareness, what we know, what we see and feel and think, remember, sticks there. We get stuck. It doesn't leave us. We get preoccupied. We get caught in it, and sometimes, and actually more often than we kind of realize, the mind is more like Teflon. Awareness is like Teflon. It just slides right off. In the ancient language, they didn't have Teflon, so they talked about a drop of water sliding off a lotus leaf. Apparently, lotus leaves were quite slick for water, so it wouldn't stay. It would just slide right off. And so it's interesting to notice when it's like Velcro and when it's like Teflon. To notice that now that I've talked about this Teflon and Velcro, perhaps it's lingering in your mind. You're questioning it, wondering about it, reacting to it. And it's kind of like a little bit kind of there to stay for a little while. And then some things that are happening, maybe in this moment, you're kind of aware fleetingly in the moment, but it doesn't stay. It doesn't stick. It just kind of there and passes through. And it could be something in the space where you're sitting that you're aware of something, but it doesn't stick in any way. So here in this room here where I'm sitting, there are chairs. And I've known these chairs for a long, long time. And except for now searching for it to tell you about it, I'm aware of the chairs. But, you know, mind is Teflon with it. It just doesn't stick anywhere. It doesn't cause any thoughts, any involvement, any judgments, reactions at all. And so the chairs are going through the mind more like on the Teflon side of it. And so to notice, and maybe a simple label, simple recognition, that, oh, now awareness is more like Velcro. Things are stuck, or there's an attachment, there's an involvement. And now it's just like Teflon. Staying with the breathing and meditation, there might be all kinds of agendas about the breathing and judgments about the breathing. And then the mind, awareness, is more like Velcro. You might say, you might even notice that it's Velcro. You know, Velcro mind or clinging mind. And sometimes the breathing is it just goes through smoothly, easily. There's no resistance to it in awareness. And the awareness just knows it. Even if the breath is a little bit labored or a little bit tight, awareness just knows it. Knows tightness, knows laboredness. There's no before and after. There's no connecting it to a narrative, a story, what it's connected to, what I have to do, and how was yesterday, and what it should be tomorrow, and what do I have to do. And it's just an experience of the moment that kind of passes right through. So that the Teflon mind just lets things pass through. They come and they go, and they just let them pass through. And so when you notice that's happening, you might use the label Teflon, or if you like, prefer, kind of, you know, lotus leaf, or just, you know, free. Awareness is free. Stuck and free. Velcro and Teflon. So whatever, you know, you is nice for you. But to begin to sit here and appreciate that you have both capacities, and the capacity we're cultivating and growing is the Teflon, is the lotus leaf. And maybe as you sit here, you can a little bit appreciate, emphasize that side of the mind. So assuming a comfortable, alert posture, and lowering your gaze, maybe down towards the floor, 45 degrees. And with your eyes still open, soften the focus. And then if it's nice, gently, slowly let the eyelids close. And without breathing deeply, as you exhale, relax. The shoulders, the belly, the muscles of the face. And then very gently, as if the gentleness is a caring touch for yourself, take some deeper breaths. And gently, more caring for yourself as you exhale, relax the body, let go. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And again, another round of relaxation. Relaxing the face. And any tightness associated with thinking in the area of the head. Release the shoulders. And soften the belly. And perhaps gently, caringly, you can relax deep in your core, deep in your being. A softening, a quieting within. And then become aware of the body's experience of breathing. In this cycle of breathing in and breathing out, is any of the experience of breathing experienced more like with a Teflon mind or more with a Velcro mind? And whatever part of the breathing is more like Teflon, just passes, arises and passes, and prioritize that. Allow things just to pass right through. And when they don't, gently, caringly, recognize it as a Velcro mind, a Velcro experience. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider the mind awareness when it's aware of other people. And is the mind more like Teflon or more like Velcro in its contact with people, either in person or in memory or means of communication? And it's a gift we give others to meet them with a heart that is not sticky, a Teflon heart, Teflon mind. It can be quite wonderful to hold someone's hand, but if they have wad of bubble gum in the palm of their hand, and you feel the stickiness, it probably doesn't feel so good. Maybe part of the wonderfulness of holding a hand is that maybe when it's easy to release the hands, nothing sticks. And it's a gift to others to be fully present with nothing sticking, and to recognize when there's the Teflon mind and when the Velcro mind can support us, help us meet others with less stickiness. Chances are it's more comfortable for them. There's more room for them. They can relax. They can feel safer. It's more peaceful for them. And may it be that what we learn about attention, awareness, supports us to be more like a lotus leaf, more like Teflon, in our care, our respect, our kindness for other people. May we contribute to the happiness of others, the safety of others, the peacefulness for others, and their freedom. May all beings be happy, safe, peaceful, and free.